Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Man.
Please, could you help us?
We are the exchange student who wish the locate of the union of the student.
What?
Yeah, well, you mean the student union?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's hard to find your way around here. Okay, now, you are in the athletic center right now. The athletic center. The athletic center. Sports, huh? Sports? Soccer.
Soccer?
Bullfighting, bullfighting?
Oh, Yamonsky, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. Yamonsky. Yamonsky, okay. Yeah. Okay, now what you want to do is go up the stairs, turn right, and then you go past the quad, okay? The
quad?
The quad, the crossroads, why don't I just show you myself? It's a heck of a lot easier than explaining it, okay? So just follow me now, follow me. Yamonsky.
Thanks, Dad!
What?
You didn't know it was us?
I can't believe we got away with it.
This is you guys? What the hell's going on?
We just came from our makeup class, and our assignment was to see if we could fool anybody. Obviously, we did.
Oh, come on, you didn't fool me.
We fooled you.
Oh, stop it. That's the most childish adolescent thing I've ever seen. Wait, here comes Dobbin. Let's fool him.
Oh.
Hey, Dobbin. Got a minute? Come on.
Your coach? What's up?
Well, I got these two foreign exchange students, and they need to find a way to the student union. Could you kind of help me out here, bud?
No problem. So, Kelly, Stewart, are these exchange students friends of yours?
Day of the rest of my life, and this time I mean it.
Did you just sign up for another one of those fad diets, Luke?
It's not a fad, Hayden. I signed up for Blender Slenders. It's a scientific way to safely and quickly shed unsightly pounds.
Well, this is a gimmick, Luke.
It isn't a gimmick. You drink 4 milkshakes a day and the weight just falls off. You see a gimmick in that, you're a smarter man than I am.
Well, how much you pay for this?
$400. I know I won't cheat. I don't have any money left for food. You know, the best part is, if I feel myself falling off the wagon, all I have to do is just pick up the phone and there's a counselor ready to talk to me 24 hours a day.
Hey, guys, who wants a bear claw?
Oh, God.
Hi.
Hey, honey. Lose me. I want to take that in the team room. Dob, get rid of the bear claws.
Another diet, huh?
Yep.
I will not eat. I am in control. I will not eat. I am in control.
How's it going, Luther?
Shut up!
Jeez, really tense. How long has he been on it?
20 minutes. Boy, this is a real surprise. I thought you'd be in Minneapolis.
Well, I was going, but something has come up that I wanted to talk to you about before I left.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I have something to tell you that I think is going to be a little difficult for you to hear.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I think our relationship is so great, and it's grown so much over the last couple of years that I feel that we're both secure enough to be able to handle what it is I'm about to tell you without my going into a big preamble or anything. And you'll just understand it and take it for what it is and nothing more. And what it is Jeffrey Kurland, who was a newscaster in Minneapolis 5 or 6 years ago. You may remember him. He went to Seattle. And you may also remember that he and I had a relationship for a few years. Well, at any rate, he's moved back to Minneapolis. And when I called for my messages this morning at, well, just to make a long story short, he wanted to get together just for old time's sake for dinner tomorrow, you know, just as old friends. And I said that naturally I would have to talk to you first because, you know, because of our relationship, but that I thought it sounded, you know, fun to get together just as old friends and see each other. And I am strictly talking old friends. I mean, absolutely nothing more. And so what I was hoping was that you would come with us because I thought it sounded like a real fun evening. And I guess I wanted to know how you feel about it. Obviously, you don't feel good.
Well, I didn't say that.
You do feel good?
I didn't say that either. I don't feel good. I don't feel bad. I don't feel anything. I don't feel my hands. I don't feel my toes. It's entirely possible I may be dead, Christine. I think I died when I heard the name Jeffrey Kurland.
Hey.
Well, how do you expect me to feel? I mean, I don't want you to go out to dinner with an old boyfriend. I mean, I don't even understand why you'd want to do that.
I told you because we were very good friends before, and I would like to be friends again.
Oh, what a bunch of hooey.
It isn't hooey. I'm going to be running into him professionally all the time anyway. Rather than feeling awkward and adolescent every time we see each other, I'd like to open the channels of communication and make things comfortable.
Well, in other words, you want to get together again to see if there's anything still left between the two of you.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Christine. I know what's going to happen. You're going to go to dinner with this guy. The old sparks are going to be rekindled, and I am going to be thrown out like an old refrigerator.
You will not.
Christine, okay. Wait. You are the honest one here, all right? Now, you look me in the eye. And you tell me you're not even the tiniest bit curious to see if there isn't an old spark left between you and old Jeffy boy.
Okay. I am looking you in the eye, and I am telling you honestly and sincerely that there is not even one little spark of interest between me and old Jeff boy. Out loud.
Well, I knew you couldn't look me in the eye.
Look, if you are really this concerned about it, why don't you just come with us? That way you can meet Jeffrey and see that you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, I couldn't do something like that. Be like a jealous boyfriend. When is this date?
It isn't a date. It's dinner, and it's tomorrow.
Christine, honey, will you marry me tomorrow? Well, I gotta do something for you to stop this. Christine, I forbid you to go.
You what?
You heard what I said. I said I would really appreciate it if you would reconsider this decision.
I am going to have dinner with Jeffrey tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. If you change your mind, and I hope you do, you're welcome to join us. We will be at L'Auberge. If you decide not to join us, fine. But if you don't trust me enough to have one dinner with an old friend, maybe this relationship hasn't come as far as I thought it had. Goodbye, Hayden.
Wait a minute. Christine, okay, just let me get this thing straight here. Okay, now, in this relationship of ours, which is great, we're now allowed to go out with old friends, okay? We have lunch and dinner, jacuzzi, we can whatever. And the other person, meaning me, because they're supposed to be sophisticated and mature, has to suppress every desire that they have in every fiber of their body to kill this other person. Just allow you to go out, have a good time, because, well, we trust each other so much. Now, basically, is that the relationship we're talking about?
Except for the jacuzzi, yes. You know, we really do have something here you can depend on.
I know.
Don't get crazy.
Oh, sweetheart, I won't.
Bonsoir, Miss Armstrong.
Hello.
Mr. Curland, welcome back. It is so good to see you again.
Thank you, Claude. It's nice to see you again.
Well, if you would follow me, I have your old table reserved for you.
Claude, don't I remember our old table being over there?
Oh, the location was over there, but this is your old table. If you would permit me, sir, I would like to send over a bottle of wine, compliment the house.
Oh, Claude, you're treating us too well.
Well, it's so wonderful to have you again. Such a wonderful couple.
I think he's happy to see us.
Yeah, I get that feeling.
Well, this place sure brings back memories. Do you still come here?
The last time I was here was with you.
That's sweet.
Well, it's just that Hayden doesn't really like French food. Or Italian food, for that matter. Or Greek, or Indian, or Chinese, or Mexican.
What does he like?
Steak.
Well, he's a football coach. He should eat steak.
Well, he does. So, I'm dying to know, what made you leave Seattle? You loved that area.
That's right. I did love Seattle. Mm. But Channel 8 offered me a fortune.
Well, great.
Voila. Enjoy.
You know, Claude, next to Miss Armstrong here, I think I may have missed you most of all.
Well, here's to old friends.
It's nice to be back together.
Oh, thank you. Bonsoir, monsieur.
How about this table right here?
This is a table for four.
This is a $20 bill.
This is your table. Would you like something to start?
I'm not hungry. Just bring me some French fries or something.
Why don't you look over the menu?
Oh, that's a great idea.
You got a table closer to that one?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. This is the closest.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm gonna go to the men's room.
How are things at Channel 8? Has it changed very much since you were there?
Yes, actually. Murdoch is gone.
Oh, he is?
That was one of the requisites. I wasn't going to come back if he was still here.
Are you serious? Do you have that kind of power now? You can just say that?
I don't like to think of it as power. It's... Well, yeah, it's power.
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
What? Oh, nothing. I just saw someone. I think I know.
Oh, really? Who?
The man in the beret. Jeffrey, would you excuse me for just a minute?
Oh, please? Certainly.
Thank you. You can put the menu down, Hayden. I know it's you.
Does he know it's me?
No. What in the hell are you doing?
Just having dinner. It's a free country, you know.
In
A beard and a beret?
Hey, that's a great thing about America.
You are insane. I don't even know what to say to you.
I am just protecting my turf.
I always get goosebumps when you call me turf.
Well, you know what I mean. I just had to see if there was anything between you guys, Christine.
I told you there wasn't.
Yeah, but you hadn't seen him when you said that. I mean, look at him. He looks fantastic. What the hell is he doing dressed in a tuxedo? And what are you doing dressed like that? I mean, that's a hell of a getup to be in for some simple dinner with an old friend.
As opposed to the Yves Montand outfit you have on.
Hey, that's different. I'm spying.
And I am going to the opera.
You didn't tell me that.
I didn't know about it until this morning. Jeffrey just got the tickets. It's a benefit. And since when do I have to explain everything I do to you? Look, if you really value this relationship, you will go back to your cabin, or France, or wherever you're from. Or you will take off your beard and your beret, and you will come over and join us and have dinner like a rational human being.
Well, you know I can't do that.
Then get out of here.
Christine, come on.
Excuse me, Monsieur Curland would like to know if you would like to start with the pâté or l'escargot.
Hayden, I have to leave. I will call you in the morning.
Okay, Christine. You win. I'm going. I promise you won't see me again tonight. Just take it easy on the wine, huh?
Hayden.
I'm going.
Couldn't you find anything you want, sir?
I know what I want. I just can't have it.
Step.
Thank you,
Mr. Carlin. It's good to see you again. So nice to see you again, too, Miss Armstrong.
Thank you. Oh, it's wonderful up here. Mm-hmm. I always wondered what these seats are like.
They're like $300. But it's for a good cause. Have you been to the opera lately?
No, not in a while.
I take it Hayden doesn't care for the opera either.
Hayden wouldn't be caught dead in an opera house.
Hey, how you folks doing? Great night for an opera, huh?
Yes, it's very nice.
How'd you like to make a couple bucks?
I beg your pardon.
Well, I'll trade you my seats down the floor for this one here, huh? Throw in a 100.
Get the usher.
No, don't call an usher.
Clifford.
No, come on, Cliffy. Wait, I'll make it 200. Huh? Okay. Forget the seat. Okay, I'll just stand over here. You won't even know I'm here.
Here, you'll want these.
Oh, I can see the stage fine from here.
Yes, but Walter Mondale is sitting in the same box across from us. Oh, he spotted me.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we begin tonight's performance, we would like to acknowledge a very special guest. Kermit Grandwee, who laid the cornerstone for this opera house in 1916, is with us tonight, joined by his wife, Peggy. Please extend a warm welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Grandwee.
Jeffy, huh? Oh, boy, what a coincidence. Yeah, I know it must seem like I'm following you, but really I'm just here to share the big night with old Kermit here.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah, okay, I can't stay for the show anyway, and I mean, really, people are starting to stare at me, and gosh, you know, this is Kermit's big night, and Miss Peggy, and hey, way to build that opera house. God bless everybody. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. You know, all things considered, I think I handled that pretty well, don't you?
Kill him.
Would you like a drink first?
He is a 45-year-old child, and I am sick of it. You would think, after seeing someone for nearly 3 years, that there would be some basis for trust, but no. I might as well admit it to myself. I'm dating an insane person. Well, maybe that makes me insane. I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry if I ruined your evening. I hate to say this. I should never have told Hayden.
Well, maybe we can try the opera again some other night, and we won't tell Hayden.
Oh, you know I couldn't do that.
Christine, I have to be honest with you. I'm not the kind to move in on another guy. And if things were great between you and Hayden...
Wait a second, Jeff. Please, don't say anything more.
I have to.
I've done a lot of thinking these last few years.
Oh, Jeff, don't think.
I think I made a mistake leaving here. I gave up a lot.
Oh, I don't know.
And a lot of what I gave up was you.
Oh, God.
I want to start seeing you again, Christine.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, let me think. How can I say this? You and I have a lot in common. You're easy to talk to. You're gentle. You're understanding.
Yeah, right. What kind of relationship would that be?
It would be a very comfortable relationship. Life with you would be a picnic. Life with Hayden is up and down. It's like a roller coaster ride. You never know where it's going. Sometimes you scream. Sometimes you're nauseous. Sometimes it's absolutely exhilarating. And even though at times it's terrifying, it's just not a ride I'm ready to get off. Plus, he's getting older. It can't always go this fast.
You really love this lunatic.
I'm a sick person, aren't I?
Well, I don't really like to pass judgment. I really should go.
Jeff, I'm sorry.
So am I.
I meant for me.
So did I. Goodbye, Christine.
Okay, Hayden. I know you're out there somewhere. You might as well come in. Hayden?
That is the greatest thing anybody's ever said about me!
Where in the world have you been?
Under your bed!
What?
Isn't this a fun ride?